time?
21-15, the score. Golden Tornado in front. Tyler Friel with you on WBUC, the Trib Life High School Sports Network. Game one of our doubleheader tonight. We'll have Golden Tornado boys taking on North Hills coming up right after this one. Golden Tornado, though, beginning the second half with the ball. They're moving left to right on your radio dial. It's Emma Monleone with it as he triggers right to Jordan Coffin. Up top to Allison Altman. Altman will drive, get to the lane, layup up and in. A nice drive by Allison Altman to kick things off in the second half. 23-15, Butler in front. 7:35 to go in the third. It's Megan Llewellyn with it now. She hands it off. Yarbrough kicking out wide to Kalen. Corner pass to O'Connor. Three ball back of the rim. No good. Rebound on the floor. Hanratty loses it to a fine Richland defender. And now the Rams will turn it over as Llewellyn was looking underneath to go to Yarbrough. They were not able to connect, and so the Golden Tornado will take over after the time or after the turnover. 8-point lead for Butler. 7:17 to go in the third. Monleone triggers right to Coffin. Coffin high screen from Altman. Looks for the roll. Not there. Kicks it back out wide to Emma Monleone. Monleone crossover move. Gets to the right side lane. Crosses back over. Hands it off to Allison Altman. Triggers left to her sister Emily. Emily puts it on the floor. Drives the lane. Emily Altman cannot get the layup to go. Rebound pulled down by O'Connor and the Rams. Megan O'Connor nearly lost it, but she's able to feed it over to Christina Yarbrough. Yarbrough pushes it up the floor. Kicks out left to Kalen. She lets a three-ball fly. It's back of the rim. No good. Hanratty with the rebound. Hanratty will bring it up the floor. Crossover move to go right over the eyes of Tuffy and then kick out left to Emily Altman. Altman will look to drive before dishing out wide to Allison Altman, who then swings it across to Coffin. She fires a three. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Being fought for, and because of that fight, the Golden Tornado will pick up a foul. They'll get Sydney Hanratty for the push. Will be Hanratty's second of the night and the first of the half for the Golden Tornado. They lead 23-15 with 6:20 to go in the third. Llewellyn triggers left to Kalen. Kalen swings it across to O'Connor. O'Connor now finds Megan Llewellyn on the left side wing. Back across to Yarbrough, now finds Gesnar. Gesnar back up top as Pine Richland passes it along the perimeter. It's Yarbrough with it now. She goes to Llewellyn. Llewellyn going underneath. Layup up and in. Kendall Gesnar with her 8 point tonight. 23-17. Butler in front. We're inside of 6 minutes here in the third. Monleone rolling to her right. She hands it off to Altman. Swung back up top to Altman of the Allison variety, who then feeds back across to her sister Emily. Now they go to Coffin, top of the key. She drives, penetrates, kicks out to Monleone. Monleone left side weak, back to Coffin. Coffin drives. Her layup is swatted away by a fine Richland defender. Ball loose on the floor, goes off a Golden Tornado defender. And I believe it was Jordan Coffin who comes up a bit lame. Looks like she'll stay in this ballgame, but seems to be favoring perhaps an ankle. 23-17, the score, Butler in front. Llewellyn rolling to her right, gets to the elbow, picks up her dribble, and then floats past corner to O'Connor. She dishes it right back to Llewellyn, who finds a wide-open Gesnar, who buries a three. Our first player in the double digits tonight is Kendall Gesnar. She picks up her 11th point and pulls the Rams within three. It's 23-20. Monleone now driving layup. No good. Rebound Pine Richland. Outlet pass goes to Yarbrough. Yarbrough pushing the floor. She drives. Offensive foul. Sydney Hanratty is there to take a charge. That foul will be the third against Yarbrough, and head coach Tom Rygaard electing to keep the freshman in this ballgame with just inside the five-minute marker here in the third. Monleone will swing it up top to Coffin. Coffin swings to her left, back to Monleone. She drives, layup, rejected, rebound, Pine Richland. It's Yarbrough with it now, driving again. Scoop layup, no good. Rebound pulled down by Coffin. Coffin double-teamed by the Rams, but she's able to swing it off and find a wide-open Hanratty. Hanratty crosses the timeline, gets to the top of the key, triggers left to Emily Altman. Altman now on the wing, puts it on the deck, keeps her dribble alive, circles back to the top of the key, looking to go inside to Allison, not there. She will now swing it to the right side before handing it off to Hanratty. Underneath to Allison, Altman back out wide to Emily Altman. Her three ball is tipped. The rebound is pulled down by Allison. She kicks it back out to Emily, swung along the perimeter to Emma Monleone. Huntley out with it on the floor, dribbles it back out and kicks it right to Hanratty. Hanratty now will look to drive, gets a high screen, left-handed layup does not go. Altman will be called for a foul from behind as she came over top of O'Connor for the rebound. So they say the contact happened, and so the Rams will get the ball back. Allison Altman will pick up her second, and it will also be the second of the half against the Golden Tornado. Butler leading 23-20, 4:01 to go here in the third. It's Megan Llewellyn with the rock running the point for the Rams. Inside pass, nicely designed play as they find an open Kendall Gesnar, and the Rams convert to draw this game within one, 23-22. Here's Emma Monleon with an out left side wing. Crossover move against Llewellyn. Guarded very tightly. She triggers right to Kaufman. Kaufman now driving the lane. Her scoop layup is up and in. The Golden Tornado on the board to stop a bit of a Pine Richland run and make it a three-point lead yet again. Corner now with it is O'Connor. O'Connor looking for a cutting Yarbrough. Yarbrough's got it on the low block, and she is fouled on the way up. So Christina Yarbrough will go to the line for the first time tonight to shoot a pair of free throws. So we get Sydney Hanratty with the blocking foul, and she will now pick up her third, and it will also be the third of the half for the Golden Tornado. Here comes the first one from the freshman, and it is no good, hitting off the front of the rim. McKenna Mayer into this ballgame for Butler. She will check in alongside her counterpart freshman, Maddie Patton, for the Pine Richland Rams. 3:22 to go, 25-22, Butler in front. Second one on the way from Yarbrough. That one is no good as well, and the rebound is a tangle-up between defenders. And now I thought maybe we'd get a help ball. Instead, they elected to play out, so the Golden Tornado will take it away. Here comes Kaufman with a drive, kicks out, open Emily Altman in front of the rim on the three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Llewellyn. Llewellyn working with a one-on-two. She will get to the elbow. Pop, stop, jumper, good. Megan Llewellyn with 4 points tonight. Back to a one-point lead for Butler. 2:55 to go in the third. Emma Monleon to her right. Hand off to Kaufman. Corner pass to Monleon. Monleon looking to attack. Gets to the elbow. Flips it back up top to Kaufman. Kaufman rolling to her left. Will hand it back to Monleon. Monleon spin move at the elbow. Drives the lane. Her scoop layup hangs on the rim, but no good. Rebound pulled down by the Rams. Here comes Kendall Gesnar, the leading scorer tonight for Pine Richland. Gets to the three-point line. Kicks out wide to Llewellyn. Now corner to Kaelin. Kaelin will drive. Trying to find Patton. It is off the hands of Patton. Goes out of bounds. And the Golden Tornado will get the ball back after the Pine Richland turnover. 2:27 to go in the third. Butler leading 25-24. Monleon running the point for the Golden Tornado, where she is picked up by Gianna Rygaard. Triggers right to Julia Gibson, who checks back into this ballgame. Gibson pumps the pass, swing along the perimeter to Emily Altman. Now over to Emma Monleon, who finds a wide open Julia Gibson underneath. Gibson with her fifth point tonight, 27-24. Butler in front, 2:05 to go in the third. Here comes Gesnar working the right side. Layup over top of contact. It will be a foul. The layup does not go. And so Gesnar will go to the line to shoot two. A foul against Emily Altman, and she will pick up her first. It will be the fourth of the half for the Golden Tornado. So you saw fouls by the time we ended things in the first half as Gesnar makes her first. The foul totals for the Pine Richland Rams with 10 and the Golden Tornado with 4 as Gesnar hits the second. Now, to begin things in the second half, it's the Golden Tornado with 4 and Pine Richland with 1. That's the difference in this ballgame. Butler leading by only one, 27-26. And as soon as we say there's a three-foul difference, the Pine Richland Rams committing the foul just like that. It was against Elena Kaelin, who will pick up her first, and it will be the second of the half against Pine. 1:53 to go, 27-26, Butler in front. Ball inbounded to Gibson. Finds a cutting Mayer. Then they swing corner to Altman. Altman finding Kaufman. Kaufman drives, kicks out wide to McKenna Mayer, who flips it across to Emma Monleon. She triggers right to Jordan Kaufman. Kaufman driving low, block, contact, no call. She lost the ball, and here come the Rams. It's Patton. She's all by herself. She drives. Her layup is up and in. And the Pine Richland Rams, for the first time in a long time, have a 28-27 lead over the Golden Tornado. 1:25 to go in the third. Gibson with it on the long block. She kicks it back out wide to Kaufman. Kaufman, who is guarded by Elena Kalen, gets a high screen from Gibson. The roll not there, so Kaufman kicks out wide to Monleone. Monleone gets to the elbow, triggers right to Emma Altman. Altman will drive, and she will shuffle it out wide to Jordan Kaufman. But during that, or during the shuffle of the pass, she shuffled her feet, so a traveling violation against Butler. We'll give the ball back to Pine Richland with 1:09 to go in the third, and a 28-27 lead for the Rams. Megan Llewellyn running the point, triggers left to Regard. Regard left side wing, pumps a pass, and then will go along to the perimeter to get it to Gesnar, who drives. Her shot rejected, and the Golden Tornado came away with it. But as Emma Montleon put it on the floor, she dribbled it off her feet. It goes out of bounds. So the Rams will get another chance at this with 50 seconds to go in the third. And Pine with a one-point lead. Ball inbounded, deflected, loose on the floor, but the Rams come away with it. They go underneath to Gesnar, who flips it out to Llewellyn. Open three is good. And now the Rams have given themselves a four-point lead, 31-27, 35 seconds to go. Monleone crossover move, goes to the left side wing, picks up her dribble, passes it, and it is stolen. And somehow Kalen keeps her feet inbound. Lets a three-ball go, and she buried it. So just like this, this game has turned on its head, 34-27. It was a six-point lead heading into this quarter. And now the Rams have reversed it to a seven-point lead for themselves. Montleone will drive and pick up the foul. The Golden Tornado looking for some much-needed points after a 19-point display here in the third quarter for Pine Richland. So here comes the first from Emma. Back of the rim and no good. She had been 6 of 8 to this point so far tonight. Now 6 of 9. Ekaterini-Valoris into the game for Pine. Second one on the way from the junior Montleone. Front of the rim, no good, but Julia Gibson is there for the rebound. Outlets it to Montleone. 5 seconds to go. Montleone left side wing. Now goes baseline, gets a shot off, and she is fouled with 0.4 seconds to go. And she was shooting, so Montleone will have another opportunity to get points from the charity stripe. Foul will be against Kendall Gesnar, who picks up her second. And it is the Rams' fourth of the half. First one on the way for Montleone. It's an air ball. As Montleone couldn't miss in the second quarter, now she's missed them all here in the third. Here comes the second one. That one is up front of the rim, no good. Butler tries to tip it in before the buzzer, but that does not happen. And so the Rams score 19 points and find themselves in front by 7. 34-27, fourth quarter coming your way next right here on WBUG and the Trip Life High School Sports Network.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurance is accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
The Pine Richland Rams scored 3 points in the second quarter and then followed that up with a 19-point display in the third. That's helped them get to this 7-point lead, 34-27 there in front of the Golden Tornado. Our final 8 minutes on the clock. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT, the Triple I High School Sports Network. We do have game two of our doubleheader coming up right after this one. The Butler Golden Tornado boys taking on North Hill. So the Rams will get ready to go. They're moving right to left on your radio dial, and it will be Kendall Gesnar to inbound. finds Megan Llewellyn. Llewellyn will attempt to drive and then just dribble back out and reset into this Pine Richland offense. They go underneath to Kestner on the low block. She throws it back up top to Llewellyn, nearly out of her reach, but she's able to pull it back in. Trigger left to Elena Kalin. Kalin comes to the top of the key. She dribbles back out near the Tuffy Tornado logo here at the Senior High School Gymnasium, and they then will hand it off to Llewellyn. Llewellyn gives it to Kestner. Kestner looking to drive, dribbles it off for foot. It goes out of bounds, and the Golden Tornado will get the ball back. And they trail by 7. They were up 6 heading into halftime, and were outscored by 19-6 margin in the third. Still a lot of time left in this ballgame. Perhaps Mark Mayer hoping his three-point shooter, Jordan Kaufman, will get hot. Perimeter pass goes to Hanratty. Hanratty finding Emma Monleone. She fires a three off the rim, no good. But Hanratty there with a rebound. Her putback is up and in. The Golden Tornado cut this to a five-point Pine Richland lead with 7:05 to go in the fourth. Driving is Llewellyn. She finds Patton open underneath, but her layup does not go, and Gibson pulls down the rebound. They outlet it to Hanratty. Hanratty coming to the left side. She dishes to Allison Altman. Altman will drive, go underneath to Gibson. Gibson one dribble foul on the way up. So Julia will go to the line to shoot two. A foul against Elena Kalin. Her second. That will be the Rams' fifth of the half. Gibson tonight, 1-1 from the line. She's got 5 points. The first one on the way is good. Golden Tornado start the fourth quarter on a 3-0 run, and now Gibson will try to make this a one-possession game. Shot is up. Shot is in. 34-31. Pine in front. 6:50 to go in the fourth. It is Llewellyn with the ball. She triggers to the top of the key to Gessner. Gessner guarded by Sydney Hanratty. High screen, Gessner drives, right-handed layup, up and in. A nice shot from Kendall Gessner. She's got 17 tonight, 36-31, Rams in front. Monleone with it now, top of the key. Goes to her left and finds Hanratty. Hanratty, left side wing, looking underneath. She may have missed Gibson and said they go to Kaufman. Kaufman will drive, dribble it back out, find Monleone. Monleone swings it across to Hanratty. Hanratty goes to her left, dribbles back out, and finds Kaufman, top of the key. Kaufman to Monleone. Monleone pumps a three, drives, floater is long, rebound pulled down by Gibson. Outlet pass to Hanratty. Hanratty will drive now, cross-court bounce pass is intercepted by Pine Richland. Turnover, Golden Tornado, and here comes Megan Llewellyn. She's driving to the right side, scoop layup up, no good, foul on the rebound, and it will be Rams ball. See who that foul is against, and they will call it against Jordan Kaufman, who will pick up her first, and it will be the fifth against the Golden Tornado. Both teams at 5 fouls apiece. Inbound pass long to Gessner. Gessner, top of the key, will hand it off to Llewellyn. Llewellyn will pick up her dribble, looking to go somewhere with it, and now she will finally flip it over to Kalin, who came up top to help her out. 5:28 to go, Pine leading by 5. Kalin, right side wing, looking to drive, and she is fouled on the drive, but they will say it's on the floor. So Pine will inbound underneath, and Kaufman will be called for a block. Her second, Butler's sixth. So we could be seeing a lot of bonus action here. Coming down the stretch, 5:22 to go in the fourth. Inbound pass to a wide-open Gessner. Three ball off the mark. Rebound goes to Pine. Rebound recovered by Yarbrough. They go back up top to Gessner. She flips it right back to Yarbrough, who then finds Llewellyn. Triggers right to Gessner as they reset their offense. Swing pass to Yarbrough, top of the key. Yarbrough looking to drive, not there. Takes it back out. And then we'll find Llewellyn. They lob it in deep. Gessner's layup, no good. Rebound, Golden Tornado. Outlets to Emma Monleone. Monleone brings it up the floor. Right side wing. Hands it off to Kaufman. Kaufman gets to the elbow. They force it underneath. Not there. Julie Gibson coming away with it, but her pass trying to get it to Emily Altman is stolen by the Rams. It is Yarbrough with it now as Butler trails by 5 with 4:30 to go in the fourth. They go corner with it. It is Patton. She finds Llewellyn underneath. It's the old give and go. Floater by Patton. No good. Rebound, Emily Altman. Altman now in a bit of trouble. She's trying to dribble out of it. Butler has to be careful. The 10 seconds of maybe luckily that ball was tipped out of bounds. So Butler will get a fresh opportunity to bring it up the floor. Motley Elm working against the 1-3-1 defense. The Golden Tornado break it easily. Jordan Coffin driving, layup, no good. Rebound pulled down by Pine Richland. It is fed up quickly to Kalen. Kalen cannot corral it. They tried to get a fast break layup. Not there, and the Rams will take a timeout as they lead 36-31. We'll come back after our own timeout with more Butler basketball here on WBUT and the Trib Life High School Sports Network.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
It's 36-31. Golden Tornado trailing the Pine Richland Rams. They did have a lead going into halftime of 21-15. But a 19-point third quarter by Pine Richland has helped them get to this 5-point lead. Golden Tornado with a pair of free throws from Julia Gibson in this fourth quarter, along with a layup by Sydney Hanratty, have put them in this position. But Butler now hoping to try to get some offense generated. It's been rather stale, only 10 points recorded in the second half so far. But 4:02 to go, and they've got the ball back. Looks like Pine Richland will come out in that man-to-man defense. Emma Montleone at the point for the Golden Tornado. She rolls to her right. Triggers to Julia Gibson. Gibson pumps underneath. Back up top to Hanratty. Swung along to Montleone. Underneath to Gibson. Out on the way up. The layup does not go, though. So Julia Gibson will go to the line to shoot two. The foul will be against Kendall Gessner, who will pick up her third. So still not in serious foul trouble, but something now for Tom Roger, the head coach of Pine Richland, to keep an eye on. First one from Gibson, back of the rim, no good. She had been 3-of-3 up until that point. So right now, a Golden Tornado in the fourth quarter alone, or second half alone, only 2-of-5, or 2-of-7, I should say. But the second one is good for Gibson. Back to a 4-point game, 36-32, Pine Richland in front. Well, and in no hurry to bring it up the floor as the Rams lead by four with just under 4 minutes to go. However, they thought they could get a backdoor cut to Gessner. It wasn't there. They throw it out of bounds. And Butler will get the ball back after another Pine turnover. Montleone with it now. Top of the key. Rolls to her right. Will go to Coffin. Coffin, known for her threes, only has one tonight. Entry pass to Gibson on the elbow. Gibson's pass is nearly intercepted, but Montleone is able to recover. She swings it back up top to Kaufman. Golden Tornado with four timeouts. Pine Richland with three. Now just over 3 minutes to go in the fourth. It's flipped back up top to Kaufman. Butler in their motion offense to try to generate an open look. Montleone swings it back to Kaufman, who then goes right back to Montleone. She now distributes right side wing to Hanratty. Hanratty spin move at the elbow, looking to go to Gibson underneath, not there. They swing it over to Coffin. Coffin will hand it off back to Hanratty, who then hands it off to Montleone. Montleone will drive, layup up and in. A nice way to attack the defense from the junior Montleone, who's got 8 points tonight. And we got a 2-point ball game, 36-34. Well, on top of the key, triggers right to Yarbrough. Nearly stolen by Altman, but Yarbrough was able to recover. Perimeter pass goes to Llewellyn. Now back up top. It's Gessner, right side wing, guarded by Montleone. Perimeter pass to Yarbrough. Pine killing clock with 2:14 to go. Llewellyn's got it now. Driving to the left side. Shuffles it back out to Gessner. Gessner will drive. Floating layup is up and in. A big shot by Kendall Gessner. She's got 19 tonight. Back to a 4-point lead for Pine. Montleone's got it. at the top of the key. 1:50 to go in the fourth. Allman looking to drive, gets to the elbow, kicks out wide to Hanratty, who then hands it off to Kaufman. Kaufman drives, kicks out to Emily Allman. Allman gets to the elbow, takes a stutter step back out, and hands it off to Kaufman. Kaufman on the right side wing, spin move, looking to attack, nothing there. In a bit of trouble on a timeout taken by Mark Mayer. He will have an opportunity to design a inbound play from the baseline. It's going to be a 30-second timeout taken by the Golden Tornado. So for Butler, are hoping to, boy, I you know, when you're looking at a four-point game, obviously still enough time to just go for the two. Because you've got three timeouts that you may want to play defense. This is when you hope Mark Mayer's got that scoring play. Pine Richland's been in man-to-man. I've always thought it to be easier to score against a man-to-man defense with an inbound underneath the baseline as opposed to working against a zone. So we'll see what they have and see if they can draw something perhaps from Julia Gibson underneath or maybe even Jordan Coppin for three. There's 1:33 to go. Both teams with six fouls. Both teams with three timeouts. So the situation is very similar across the board. The only difference is a four-point lead for Pine Richland. They inbound it deep to Gibson. Gibson will then flip it over to Hanratty. It's an open three, and she got it! Sydney Hanratty, a nicely designed play by Mark Mayer to bring the inbounder right back up to the top of the key where the defender got away from her. And now we've got a one-point ball game with 1:20 to go. Megan Llewellyn with it. They switch Hanratty guarding now after the pick by Gessner. Now Llewellyn to her left. 1:05 to go. They kick it back up top to Yarbrough. Yarbrough going right side wing. In trouble. Now finds Gessner underneath. She's fouled on the layup. So Kendall Gessner will go to the line to shoot a pair. 58.8 seconds to go in the fourth. That foul against Sydney Hanratty, who now picks up her fourth. Something to watch as well. 17 fouls against the Golden Tornado, but Gessner shooting two here no matter what. She makes the first. 20.9, Kendall Gessner. Heck of an evening. She's also only missed two free throws out of the seven. Her second one is up and in. Three-point game. Now, Pine Richland leads, and Pine Richland will take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 40-37 the score. 58.8 seconds to go. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT, the Triple M High School Sports Network.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
It's a three-point lead for the Pine Richland Rams. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. 58.8 seconds to go in this ball game. The Rams with 16 fouls total. The Golden Tornado with seven. The Rams with two timeouts. Butler with three timeouts. Pine Richland will go with Maddie Patton, Elena Kalin, Kendall Gessner, Megan Llewellyn, and rounding out that five is Christina Yarbrough. Meanwhile, the Golden Tornado with Cindy Hanratty, Emma Monleone, Jordan Kaufman, Julia Gibson, and Emily Alton. They trigger right to Gibson. Golden Tornado trail by three, 49 seconds to go now. Hanratty, top of the key, rolls to her right. She tries, fouled on the way up for a layup, and so Hanratty will go to the line to shoot a pair with 41.8 seconds to go. Mark Mayer, you could tell by the offensive design, was looking for a two. They were trying to go inside to Gibson or find a one-on-one matchup, and that's exactly what they got. So Hanratty now the first of two. Back of the rim, no good, and another missed layup for the Golden, or another missed free throw for the Golden Tornado. Here comes the second from Hanratty. This one is good. A timeout taken by Mark Mayer, but we'll keep it here. So the Golden Tornado trailing 40-38 with 41.8 seconds to go. Now Butler with only two timeouts remaining. So Butler again, 2-7 in section play. Pine Richland at 1-8. So these two teams have had a rough go of it of late. They're hoping to come away with a win here tonight. Butler lost, losing their last four. Pine Richland losing their last three. Now, you'd like to see maybe do the Golden Tornado contemplate going full court pressure to try to induce a turnover from the Pine Richland Rams, or do they just settle for tight man-to-man defense? Meanwhile, if you are Pine Richland, you'd imagine you'd have to go to the four-corner offense to try to grind some clock. And again, you always have to check the scouting report if you're Mark Mayer, who's the girl you're most likely to foul, or the best opportunity you have to for a missed free throw or potentially a turnover. So we'll see what the head coach has come out of the huddle with. But the Golden Tornado will break with Emily Monleone, Allison Altman, Sydney Hanratty, Emily Altman, and Jordan Coffin. Meanwhile, for Pine Richland, it will be Megan Llewellyn, Maddie Patton, Elena Kalin, Christina Yarbrough, and their leading scorer, Kendall Gessler. To inbound will be Christina Yarbrough. 40-38, Rams in front, 41.8 seconds to go. Yarbrough will get it into Gessner. Gessner uses her dribble but is able to kick it wide to Yarbrough. Yarbrough attacking sideline, floats a pass up, hangs in the air, but Patton is able to come away with it. She moves it back up top. They get it to Llewellyn. Llewellyn to Yarbrough, but they're going to call the foul here. Emma Monleone fouling Llewellyn, which means we'll see Llewellyn go to the line to shoot two, 29.8 seconds left. Golden Tornado probably getting a pass they were okay with, thought maybe they could pull it down, but a nicely thrown ball by Yarbrough. Front end of the 1-1. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Golden Tornado. It was Allison Alton. She beats it up quickly to Emma Monleone. Monleone will drive. Fouled on the way up, and so Emma Monleone will go to the line to shoot two. That foul against Megan Llewellyn, her second, and will be the seventh against, or rather eighth against Pine Richland. So the Monleone to shoot two in a two-point ball game. The first one is up and in. Monleone had missed her last five, but she's able to convert on that one. And now here's the big one. It looks like Pine Richland's going to take the timeout. Going to take Tom Riker. That is going to take a 30-second timeout. And so here's a big one for Emma Monleone. You've got a large crowd on hand that is shuffling in for this boys matchup between North Hills and the Golden Tornado boys squad. And I tell you what, they're being treated to a fantastic finish by both of these squads, the Golden Tornado girls and Pine Richland. So Emma Monleone with an opportunity to tie this ball game, 40-39 the score. Again, to reset for you, 18 fouls apiece for both teams, so still a 1-1 situation if a foul were to occur. The Golden Tornado now with two timeouts, Pine Richland with just one remaining, officially on the clock, 23.1 seconds. So here comes the second one from Monleone, an opportunity to tie this ball game. It is up and in, 40-40 the score. So 21 seconds to go. Llewellyn with the ball, coming left side, crosses the timeline, and she is guarded by Altman. Works to her right, now right side wing, corner pass back up top to Altman. Or Llewellyn, that is 9 seconds to go. And a timeout taken by Pine Richland with 8.3 seconds left. 40-40 the score. And you'd have to imagine this is the biggest crowd either team has played in front of all season, which could create some problems for Pine. This has turned into a heck of a road game for them. Going to be a full timeout taken by Pine, their last one. Again, the Golden Tornado with two timeouts. We've got the second game of our doubleheader tonight featuring the Golden Tornado Boys North Hills team, or Golden Tornado Boys versus North Hills. That tip-off should be approximately about 15 minutes after the conclusion of this one here. And, hey, who knows? We could potentially see some overtime. So it looks like coming out of the timeout, we'll see Emma Montlignon, Allison Altman, Emily Altman, Sydney Hamrady, and Jordan Hoffman. Meanwhile, for Pine Richland, it's Megan Llewellyn, Christina Yarbrough, Maddie Hatton, Elena Kalen, and their leading scorer, Kendall Gessner. They will inbound on the sideline, just about three-point line, top of the key extended. They will stack them horizontally and look to go to Gessner. First option not there. Llewellyn will then feed it in quickly, and the ball is stolen by Emma Montlignon. 5 seconds to go. She drives, and she passes it to turnover. And Gessner will check it. Guess what? We're going to overtime. I think if Montlignon shoots that ball, she was trying to feed it to a cutting Jordan Kaufman but could not connect. And so we've got some free basketball. The varsity boys will just have to wait. How about that? Tell you what, folks, we'll take a quick 30-second timeout and get you ready for overtime. That's coming up right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
On average, humans walk 100,000 miles during the course of their lives. So it makes sense our feet and ankles may suffer wear and tear. Doctors William Saar and Christopher Edwards of the foot and ankle team at Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers diagnose and treat numerous injuries and conditions to help get you back on your feet. Their approach to orthopedic foot and ankle care offers a wide range of conservative to surgical treatment options. To learn more, visit TriRiversMSK.com. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers partnering with the Butler community for more than 20 years.
It was a Golden Tornado team that surrendered 19 points in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, they just allowed six. Those were all by Kendall Gessner. So with that, we've got a tie ball game. It's 40-40, and we'll have a fresh tip-off. And actually, you have to try to remember what overtime is. This is my first experience with overtime. I think we get 3 minutes on the clock in high school basketball. I know both teams will get an extra timeout, but Pine Richland will pick up a timeout, as well as Golden Tornado. They've got three, and Pine Richland now with just one left. So Julia Gibson will meet Kendall Gessner, center circle. Overtime, just about ready to get underway, and it's 4 minutes is what we have on the clock as they slice a normal quarter in half. But both teams in the bonus as the Golden Tornado win the tip and move left to right on your radio dial. It's Montlignon with the top of the key. Kicks left side wing to Kaufman, back to Montlignon. She takes a few steps back, comes near the Tuffy Tornado logo. And now we'll trigger into this Golden Tornado offense. They go Sydney Hamrady, right side wing. She's double-teamed, finds Poppin. Long three off the back of the rim, and no good. Rebound fought for and saved by Emma Montlignon. However, we've got a foul as Montlignon was trying to get it to Julia Gibson. And it looks like Gibson will be charged with the foul. So it will be a one-on-one situation for Pine Richland, and now we'll send Kendall Gessner, who on the night is 6 of 8. First one is up and in. 22 points tonight for Gessner, including the 6 in the fourth quarter, but were the only points the Rams had. The second from Gessner is no good. It's out on the back of the rim, fell out. So 41-40, Pine in front now with 3:20 to go in overtime. Here's Emma Montlignon with it. Hands it off right side to Kaufman. Kaufman circles around, goes to the left side wing, and now we'll feed it back across to Montlignon. Montlignon gets a high screen from Gibson. Crossover move, kicks out wide to Kaufman. Kaufman pumps the shot. She drives. Scoop slam, up and in. Jordan Kaufman with 7-9, and it's a 42-41 lead for the Golden Tornado. Llewellyn with it, top of the key. 2:48 to go. They're waiting to get into this offense. High screen. Llewellyn looking for the roll, not there, so she goes to pass. Pass back out to Gessner. Long three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kaufman. and Kaufman draws the foul. Perhaps frustration foul from Kendall Gessner, and guess what? Gessner will pick up her fourth. So now the leading scorer for head coach Tom Reichert in foul trouble. Here comes the front end of the 1-1 for Kaufman. It is up, and it is in. Jordan Kaufman making this a 2-point ball game, picking up her 8th point tonight. And here comes the second. Rattles around, no good. Rebound, fine. Kessner with the board. Float the pass up to Llewellyn. Llewellyn right side will drive. Layup up and in. Megan Llewellyn tying this ball game, 43-43. On Leon with it, right side wing. Crossover move, top of the key. We'll hand it off to Hanratty. Hanratty circles around the perimeter herself. Will drive the lane. Her layup, though, does not go. And Pine pulls down the board. Had almost was nearly wide open, but a Pine Richland hand got in the way in the last second. So now inside the 2-minute marker to go in overtime. Gessner, low block, kicks out wide to Yarbrough, who then hands it over to Llewellyn. She then will hand it over to Gessner. 1:45 to go. 43-43. Kessner drives, layup, no good. Kaufman with a rebound. Outlets to Montleon. Montleon will bring it across the timeline. Working left side, crosses over middle, looks to attack, then kicks out wide to Hanratty. Hanratty will then hand it off to a cutting Kaufman, who then threw it too quickly to Montleon and didn't have enough time to react. And it will go out of bounds, so Pine will take back over. Again, the score, 43-43, 1:28 to go. And the timeout taken by Mark Mayer and the Golden Tornado. It's a full timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout, and we'll be back. Butler basketball on WBUT and the Triple Line High School Sports Network.
With Z-Bart, it's us or rust since 1959. Z-Shield paint protection, Z-Gloss paint coating, Aquapel rain repellent, auto detailing, window tinting, rust protection, truck accessories, remote starters, and auto glass replacement. Z-Bart, located in McKeesport, is there for all matters of protecting the look and accessories to your vehicle. Learn more about the products at zbart.com, spelled Z-I-E-B-A-R-T.com.
43-43. We've played nearly 30... I'm not great at mental math. We've played nearly about 35 minutes of basketball, and no one with the lead yet. Golden Tornado outscoring Pine Richland 13-6 in the fourth quarter, including 6 points from Sydney Hanratty, who was held scoreless for most of the night. She buried a big three. Some big free throws by Emma Montleon at the end of regulation helped Butler make this a tie ball game and give them another set, another opportunity to come away with a win. If you're tuning in for the Butler Golden Tornado Boys versus Pine Richland, well, my friends, you're just going to have to hang on. Pine Richland with the ball. Top of the key, Llewellyn. She triggers left to Kalen. Kalen, left side, will swing it back across to Llewellyn. 1:10 to go now in overtime. Yarbrough's got it. She kicks right to Gessner. Gessner, by the way, with 4 fouls for the Rams. She's their leading scorer with 22. Montleon guarded by Llewellyn. Drives and then kicks back out wide to Gessner. They clear the lane. They want one-on-one. Hanratty with 4. Gessner with 4 fouls. Good defense by Hanratty. Forces Pine to kick it back out. 45 seconds to go now. Here's Llewellyn with it. She tried corner. Not there. Brings it back up top. 38 seconds to go in overtime. Back to Yarbrough. Right side wing. Yarbrough picks it up. Guarded tightly by Kaufman, but she's able to bounce it over to Gessner. Inside 30 seconds in overtime. Gessner, top of the key. Guarded by Montleon. She's got an opportunity for 2 screens high, but instead will hand it off to Llewellyn 20 seconds to go. Llewellyn now with 12 seconds, working against Hanratty in a timeout taken by Pine with 10. So they held the ball there nearly for a minute. decided not to take an opportunity to attack. It's a quick 30-second timeout, the last one that the Rams had. So, again, our score, 43-43. Two timeouts left for the Golden Tornado, and no timeouts left for the Rams. Both teams with 9 fouls apiece. So both teams in double bonus. We'll see what Tom Reichert has up his sleeve. Does he have a scoring play? Again, his leading scorer tonight, Kendall Gesser. She's got 22. Megan Llewellyn recording the other layup here in overtime. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, it's been Jordan Kaufman. She had a 2-point layup and went 1-of-2 from the charity stripe. So 10 seconds. An opportunity for the Golden Tornado to pick up their first win in 4 games. An opportunity for Pine Richland to pick up their first win in the last 3. So it will be Kalen to inbound, 10.4 seconds to go in overtime. Let's see what they come up with. Kalen looking, still looking, will heave it in deep to Llewellyn. Llewellyn will drive, contact, no call, layup does not go, rebound on the floor, out of bounds, and the Rams will keep it. 4.7 seconds to go. Baseline inbound play for Pine. It will be Llewellyn to inbound, and Mark Mayer is going to take a timeout to guard against the inbound play. So the coaches exchange timeouts. Can he match in the Golden Tornado? Will get a possession out of this? And so this is really going to be an all-out defensive effort for Butler to try to play for another overtime. Pine Richland really doesn't have a size advantage. And so I think if you're the Golden Tornado, you could look at that and say, okay, we don't really expect it to be, expect a post-up move or a lob pass underneath. It's really going to be Kessner and Llewellyn. I would have to imagine you would guard against Kessner with 22 points tonight, Llewellyn with 9. Outside of that, they sprinkled shots in everywhere. You've got Elena Kalen with 5, 4 points from Addie Patton, a point for Gianna Rygaard, but she won't be in this ball game. Christina Yarbrough with 2 points. So you'll have to see who this play is designed for, but I think there's the focus there is obviously on Gesner. I would imagine the secondary focus is against Llewellyn, who will be the inbounder. And in situations like this, you don't want to lose track of that inbounder after the inbound pass. Now, the Golden Tornado will sack it with their backs against the inbounder. They lob it into Gesner. Layup, no good. 2 seconds to go. Rebound, fine. And the buzzer sounds, so we'll go to another overtime. 43-43. And the on-looking varsity boys squads will shuffle back to the locker room as we've got extra basketball for you. Running out of room in the scorebooks, folks. 43-43 is the score after the end of one overtime. Now, hey, if you're going to be here for a doubleheader, you might as well just sprinkle in some overtime. What the heck? Get this crowd's money's worth. It's a buy one, get one, and then get another one at this rate. So now both teams will get what can be redistributed that other timeout. Golden Tornado back to 2 timeouts left. Pine Richland picking up that bonus timeout. Golden Tornado, Pine Richland both with 9 fouls apiece. We'll have another jump ball. As per the rules, another 4 minutes. As per the rules, and foul trouble is an issue. As you've got Kendall Gesner, the leading scorer, with 22 points for the Rams. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, Sydney Hanratty really the only one in foul trouble. She's got 4, but she does have 6 points tonight. And here we go. Round 2 of overtime. Tip is won by the Golden Tornado, and it's Emma Lee Altman with it. She will dish it back up to Montleone. Swings right to Hanratty. Hanratty working against Yarbrough. Shovels across to Julia Gibson. Gibson back to Jordan Coffin. Coffin with the lone points in overtime for the Golden Tornado. They now go to Alton. Swung back to Hanrat. Perimeter pass, 3:35 to go. Still 43-43. Down to the hands of Motley Elm, swung right side, Hanratty. Hanratty looking, nothing there. She'll go to a pass to Coffin. Coffin swings to Motley Elm. Motley Elm now cornered to Emily Alton. Again, in this situation, if you're the Golden Tornado, you're not worried about getting a shot off. You're just worried about finding the open shot. They've killed nearly 45 seconds already. And now a pass is a turnover. They got it to Emily Alton, but she wasn't ready for it. Kessler will drive through contact. Her layup is up and in. A tough break there for the Golden Tornado. And so now Pine up by two, 45-43. They trigger right to Julia Gibson. Gibson will swing it up top to Altman. Altman now looks and finds a cutting Montleon. Montleon runs into a high or hands of pat shot by Coffin. No good. Rebound Golden Tornado. They will now get it back to Coffin. Coffin will drive. Left-handed scoop layup. Fouled. Hangs on the rim, but does not go. That foul will be committed on Elena Kalin, who will pick up her third. Now we're officially at 10. So Golden Tornado would have been shooting two regardless. But now they'll be shooting two the rest of the way. First one from Coffin hits the front of the rim. The score remains 2:33 to go. Second one is up. This one no good as well. Rebound off the hands of Gibson. And the ball will go to Pine Richland. 2-point lead, 2:30 to go in the second overtime. Pine Richland in front. Dwelling with the ball. Brings it across the half-court line where she is picked up by Hanratty. Triggers left to Gessner. Gessner hands it back off to Llewellyn. Swings it out wide to Kalin. Three ball back to the rim. No good. Rebound fought for. Montleon gets a tie-up with Patton. The arrow favors the Rams. So Pine will inbound underneath. 45-43. Rams in front. Second overtime. Llewellyn to inbound. Finds Patton underneath. Patton's layup no good. But she gets the put back to go. And a four-point lead for the Rams. 47-43, 2:05. Montleon will drive. Left-handed layup up and in. Back to a two-point ball game. 47-45. Right side pass to Christina Yarbrough. Back to Llewellyn. Llewellyn behind the back. Attacks, kicks out wide to Kalin. Kalin now will look to drive. Layup no good. Rebound fought for. Knocked around and the Golden Tornado come away with it. It's Sydney Hanratty. Hanratty going to the left side, looking to attack. Not there. Picks up her dribble and swings it back to Emma Montleon. Montleon, top of the key, swings wide to Altman. Back up top to Montleon as a Golden Tornado trail by two. It's 47-45. Montleon triggers left to Hanratty. Hanratty swings it back across to Emily Altman. Altman, top of the key, back to Montleon. 1:20 to go. Montleon now to the right side to Altman. Underneath to Gibson. Gibson pulls up. No foul and one. So the Golden Tornado have tied it up 47-47. And that foul against Christina Yarbrough, who will pick up her fourth. And Julia Gibson now with an opportunity to give the Golden Tornado the lead with 1:15 to go in the second overtime. Shot up and good. Timeout, Golden Tornado. How about that? After scoring 3 points in overtime, the Golden Tornado facing a 4-point deficit, 47-43, after buckets by Kendall Gessner and Maddie Patton. Well, the Golden Tornado respond with a nice layup by Emma Montleon, catching the defense off guard, and then a beautiful post-up move and entry pass to Julia Gibson, who gets the and one. So now the Golden Tornado with an opportunity to come away with a win if they're able to play solid defense. Obviously, the Rams now with an opportunity to score on their own. Both teams in the double bonus. Both teams now with one timeout apiece. Looks like the Golden Tornado will go with the five that were out there. I believe it's Jordan Coffin, Emma Montleon, Julia Gibson, leave Emily Altman and Sydney Hanratty will round out that five. Now Hanratty playing with four fouls. You do have two fine Richland players with four fouls apiece. That includes Christina Yarbrough and the Rams' leading scorer, Kendall Gessner. The Rams do indeed go with Kalen, Patton, Yarbrough, Gessner, and Llewellyn. 1:15 to go in the second overtime, and the Golden Tornado leads 48-47. Llewellyn with the ball, and she will bring it across the timeline and be picked up by Sydney Hanratty. Llewellyn triggers left. They go to Maddie Patton on the upper. Patton pumps the pass, flips it back up to Yarbrough, guarded by Monleone. Yarbrough will drive. Way to pump it in. I don't know how she made it. Rams in front, 49-48, 55 seconds to go. Monleone with an out right side wing. Picks up her dribble and then flips it over to Jordan Coffin, who then hands it right back off to Monleone. Monleone right side goes to Gibson. 43 seconds to go in overtime. Pass is pumped and intercepted. Here comes Yarbrough with it. Yarbrough nearly lost it. Reverse layup up and in. And now a three-point lead for the Rams. 51-48. Von Leon now attacking the lane. Layup no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And the Rams will keep it. And Mark Mayer is livid with the officials. And I think he's right. I think there was a double dribble or travel on the other end that was not called. And he is absolutely irate. 24.6 seconds to go, and the Golden Tornado trail by three. Butler does have a timeout if they choose to use it. Hanratty three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it will be the Rams' fall. 17.9 seconds to go. The Rams have sparked four quick 4 points that have given them the three-point lead. Ball is inbounded to Kalen. 17.9, but the clock is not running. So now we will have to see what the clock will be changed to. The officials will consult. We do have, I think they will call the foul against Sydney Hanratty, who will pick up her fifth. But we'll see if the clock not starting initiated the whistle first, or if the foul by Hanratty did. So it looks like they're going to leave this at 17.2. Hanratty will indeed pick up her fifth foul. So here comes a big pair of free throws for Elena Kalen. The first one is up. It is no good. So still some life for the Golden Tornado. They trail by three with 17.2 seconds to go. Here comes the second one. It is up, and it is in. A big shot for Elena Kalen. Golden Tornado with one timeout will have to go for a quick two, you would imagine, to try to get this game and get this game to two. Monleone bringing it down the floor. Crossover move, gets to the lane, layup, and a foul against the Rams. They're going to call a push foul against Llewellyn, who is stunned by the call, and I'm going to have to say I don't blame her. So Llewellyn will pick up her third, and Monleone's got an opportunity to draw this to a one-point game. First one is up and in. Emma Monleone gave this Golden Tornado team an opportunity to win this in overtime, and she's hoping to extend this for another one. 52-49, 9 seconds to go. Second one is up, and it is well short as it does not hit anything. So 8.6 seconds to go. And the Golden Tornado will sub. It's Audrey Tack who will sub in for Julia Gibson. And Mark Mayer will burn a timeout, which will be his last timeout. 8.6 seconds to go, and a full timeout is what the Golden Tornado takes. At this point, you would have to hope for a bad inbound pass or a steal or a quick foul, a missed two free throws, and an opportunity to shoot the three. So it's not all... but gone, all but lost to the Golden Tornado, but they're going to need something special to happen here. They're able to come away with a win, or at least extend it to a third overtime. Sydney Hanratty is fouled out of this game. The Pine Richland Rams have two players with four fouls. That includes Kendall Gessner and Christina Yarbrough. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, no one else really in foul trouble. As we mentioned, both teams with the double bonus. And now the Golden Tornado using their final timeout. Pine Richland still has one timeout left. Pine Richland in front. The second overtime has left us delayed for the boys' varsity game, if you're sticking around for that or anticipating that. Just have to hang on. Like I said, I expect it to start probably about 15 minutes after the conclusion of this one. Golden Tornado choose not to guard the inbound. And they will just feed it off to Gessner, who they call foul, and actually Mark Mayer was calling for a travel violation. I think he was right. I think there was a walk before the foul. Man, I think Mark Mayer's got two legitimate complaints here tonight. And missed calls here in overtime, both traveling violations. And so there's now 7.6 seconds to go. And the Rams will shoot a pair. It will be Gessner, and she's pretty darn good from the line. First one is up and in. Yeah, it looked like Gessner shuffled her feet before a foul was even initiated, and they just decided to go with the foul. But now it's a four-point game, and like I said, Golden Tornado are going to need a bit of a miracle. Second one is good. Butler is all out of timeouts, so 54-49. Montleon brings it up the floor quickly. Looking to drive, kicks out wide to Coffin. She fires a three. That is no good, and we've got a final score. 54-49. The Golden Tornado fall to Pine Richland. We'll recap it next right here on WVUT, the Trib Life High School Sports Network.
It's always a good day for Charlie's Philly Steaks. Located in malls and outlets all over Pennsylvania and Ohio. Satisfy your hunger with Philly cheesesteaks. We're talking 100% USDA beef, gourmet fries, and 100% real fruit lemonade. To find a location nearest you, visit charlies.com. That's charlies.com. Our taste is unmatched the world over.
If you want to do your part for a healthy environment and recycling, then consider Environmental Coordination Services and Recycling. ECSNR assists with recycling health and safety for commercial, residential, and academic sectors. This includes consulting for hazardous waste management, environmental health and safety training, industrial cleaning, and chemical and electronic recycling. They serve Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio, and West Virginia. There's a ton of great information about using their environmental services and knowledge at ECSR.net.
Quality roofing and quality siding. That's JP Root.
Final score for Golden Tornado Girls and Pine Richland, 54-49. Rams come away with the win after two of overtime. Golden Tornado were trailing heading into the fourth quarter, 34-27. Then after holding a 21-15 lead, but Butler was outscored in the third, 19-6, and ultimately they were never able to overcome that, as ultimately they fell. Again, that final score, 54-49. Butler tied at 40-40 at the end of regulation. It was 43-43 after the end of the first overtime. And then, as we mentioned, 54-49. The final, looking at point totals, Kendall Gessner leading the way for the Rams. She had 26 points. She also had 9 points for Megan Llewellyn, 6 points for Maddie Patton, 6 points for Elena Kalin, 6 points for Christina Yarbrough, and 1 point for Gianna Reiger. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, their leading scorer tonight was Emma Montleon. She only hit 2 field goals, but buried a ton of free throws. Well, I mean, 9 to be exact. They did leave a few out there. Wasn't able to get the totals quickly enough calculated, but I can tell you the Golden Tornado missing well over 5 free throws and probably closing in on close to 10 free throws. They missed 11 points for Julia Gibson, 8 points for Jordan Kaufman, 6 points for Emily Altman, and 6 points for Sydney Hanratty, rounding out the scoring for the Golden Tornado with Allison Altman with 5. Meanwhile, now the Golden Tornado fall on the season 2-6-10 overall and 2-8 inside conference play, which all but eliminates their opportunity to get into the postseason. Pine Richland, meanwhile, improving to 2-8 in section play and 4-13 overall. A big thanks to Henry Ivinson back at the studios for keeping us on the air. But don't go anywhere, folks, as we will be back as the Golden Tornado get ready to take on the North Hill Indians. It's boys varsity 6A, section 1, basketball. And that's all coming up next right here on WBUT and the Triple I High School Sports Network.
Butler Golden Tornado Basketball presented here tonight live on WBUT 1050 AM and online at WBUT.com. Thanks to the law firm of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham. By your local McDonald's restaurants. By Tri-Rivers Surgical. Butler County District Attorney Richard Goldinger. And Butler Health System. This has been a live sports presentation of the Butler Radio Network and WBUT Sports. We thank you for listening. Listen again next time, right here on WBUT 1050 AM and online WBUT.com, your home for everything Butler Golden Tornado Sports.